friend came to you and said, I need money.
Close friends do things for close friends.
His bank account got a workout.
You made another loan to him to take him on a vacation.
We were close friends. We did a lot of things together. The vacations was his idea to go. We went on them. Yeah, I figured, why not?
Now our friendship is bankrupt.
He did not give me any money at all. He's got a very bad alcohol problem. Very bad.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Andrew Beckerman is suing his former friend, Umberto Mungia, for an unpaid loan to pay his mortgage and for the cost of a vacation.
Order. All rise. This is case number 85 on the calendar in the matter of Beckerman versus Mungia.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Beckerman, the defendant was a friend of yours, and according to the complaint that you filed, the defendant owes you for two separate loans. One that was extended to him to cover some bills in May of 2013, and then a second one a month later to take him on a vacation. That's what I read.
Yes.
So let us assume that I believe that you made a loan to him because he came to you and said, I need money, you know, I can't pay my bills, in May. And you made a loan to him of thousands of dollars, according to you, which you're going to be able to document, I assume.
Yes.
Why would you make another loan to him to go on vacation when he couldn't pay his regular bills 4 weeks later?
Well, we are friends, and we decided to go on vacation because he told me he was going to pay me back when he got his taxes. So since we were such close friends, I figured, why not? I took his word for it.
I don't think I believe you. Now, in May of 2013, sir, you say he came to you and he said he gave you some sob story that he had no money, right? That's what he said. Show me where you took the money from to give him. And did you give it to him by check, I assume?
No, I gave cash.
Show me where you took the cash from.
My ATM machine.
Well, in May, you made a lot of cash withdrawals. In May, you made one for $2,500.
Yes, that was to give to him.
You made another one for $6,000.
That was to pay the IRS on my behalf.
Exactly $6,000?
No, I had written out a check also from my checkbook.
Mr. Beckerman, I'm going to tell you that I don't believe you. It's my gut. Do you understand? I don't believe you. First of all, I don't believe if you have a checking account and if you are lending him $2,500, you don't write him a check for $2,500. So that you write on the check loan $2,500 because you do have a checking account.
Yes, but I am very disabled in my right hand, so I don't write checks. The $6,000 check that was pulled out was also a bank check, so this way I could send it to the IRS.
You could also get a bank check to give it to him and write loan so you have some record of it. Because you say to him, he asked me for a loan of $4,000. That's what your complaint says. You show me a cash withdrawal with nobody's name on it for $2,500.
I also have another cash withdrawal for $1,500 when he came to me for his mortgage.
I know that that's what you say, sir. And what I'm telling you is, if you make a loan to someone and you know how to get a bank check, get it.
I understand, but he was a close friend, and I assumed, and I know when you assume, that's the wrong word, but we were close friends. We did a lot of things together. The vacations was his idea to go. Close friends do things for close friends. I didn't do it out of just because I wanted to. I did it because...
If I make a loan to somebody, I write them a check. And if it's a loan, you say it's a loan. Best friends, not best friends. So I'm not satisfied that all these monies traded hands. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's the way I am. I'm a very honest person, and I thought he was an honest person, too.
Well, clearly not, if that's what you think. You in business, sir?
No, I'm not.
Well, where do you get all this money from?
I'm disabled. I'm on a fixed income. So when I got my disability check, that's when he asked me for the loan.
Just a minute. You have thousands and thousands of dollars in the bank. That's hard to get if you're living off disability.
No, I just won my case.
When?
I won it in April.
How much did you get?
Offhand, I'd say probably about $35,000.
How much do you have left?
I'm not sure.
What's the nature of your disability?
I was in a very bad car accident.
When?
2008.
I see you're injured. How did that happen?
I had a fatal rollover.
A fatal?
I totaled my truck. I rolled it over.
And you haven't worked since?
No, I haven't. I'm on total disability right now.
I just want to hear you for a second.
Sure. I've known Mr. Beckerman for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know. You know each other. And?
And our friendship kind of began after his accident. He was drunk, and 20 minutes into his lunch break, he went on the freeway in the 405. I don't know what caused him to roll over, fell asleep, hit a tree. Luckily, no, didn't kill nobody.
May 2013.
He's got a very bad alcohol problem. Very bad.
May 2013.
Okay. So I helped him all these years. I brought him lunch. My wife cooked, packed me lunch to take to work. From Monday to Friday, I would hang out with him at his apartment. They had a little pool table. And I brought lunch. I bought lunch. If not, I brought it from home.
I heard. Your wife cooked for him.
I also moved them with my three sons from Woodland Hills to Lancaster. I used my tow truck, and I also borrowed a trailer, which was a 6x12.
May 2013.
The total of the estimate of that move is here, Your Honor, which I submitted.
What are you sending me a total estimate of that move? What does that have to do with May 2013?
Because he owes me for this. And I never pursued it.
Just a minute. What do you mean he owed you for this? Did he agree to pay you for the move?
He told me he was going to pay me.
We didn't write that. Shh. You didn't write that in your answer.
No.
Why not? Put your hand down. Why not?
I just didn't, Your Honor.
Why didn't you put that in your answer, that the money he gave you was to pay for you and your three sons moving him?
Yeah,
I want you to tell me what happened in May of 2013.
Nothing happened in May of 2013.
Did he give you money?
He did not give me any money. He did not give me any money at all. We did go on vacation. He has never been out of California, out of L.A.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me that he didn't give you any money in May of 2013? Make sure.
At some point, was behind on my mortgage. That is truth. His own words were, you know what, Bert? That's what he calls me. After all the years that you had helped me out, the only thing I can do is help you now that you need help. So, you don't have to do it. He said, I will. You helped me out so much.
How much did he give you?
My mortgage was $1,320.
Other than the $1,320, did he give you any other money?
No.
And he can't prove he did, but he did cover your mortgage.
Yes, he did, Your Honor.
Did you agree to pay him back?
No.
Did he move you from one location to another?
Yes, he did.
Did he have trucks to do that?
He had a trailer, like you said.
And did his sons help with the move?
Yes, they did. And I tipped them.
Did you pay him?
There was no mention
of... No discussion of payment?
Nope.
He was doing it as a favor?
Yes.
Because you needed help?
Yes.
$1,320, he acknowledges that you covered his mortgage 1 month?
Yes.
He acknowledges that. He doesn't say it was a loan. He says that he helped you all those years. He moved you. He did what he could for you. Now, what was the date of the move, sir?
It was last week of July of last year.
July of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
After he had covered your mortgage?
Yes.
And after you came back from vacation?
Yes.
Goodbye, sir. He doesn't owe you any money. That's all. Case is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Why does that excuse you may step out?
He did take advantage of me. He knew how much money I had in my account.
I helped this guy when he's... darkest days.
He went right after I got my bank account and after we put it in the bank.
Well, he didn't have nobody to care for him.
The vacations was his idea.
That is not truth.
There is no friendship.
I wish him well.
Don't lend money.
But never again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Miller versus Gregola Ballard. Step forward.
Martin Miller is suing his mother, Christina Gregola, and her boyfriend, Dana Ballard, for the return of car payments and personal belongings.
How are you related, Mr. Ballard, to Mr. Miller?
I'm his Christina's significant other.
Is your name boyfriend on the title to the car?
No, it is not.
Sit. Mr. Miller, this is your mother?
Yes.
You needed a car a couple of years ago. You decided to put the car in your mother's name?
Yes.
You're going to tell me why?
It was
Then your mother recently took back the car?
Yes.
and you want her to compensate you for all the payments that you made to the finance company while the car was in your possession.
The equity that the car was had in it, yes.
What equity?
The car is worth $22,000 when she took it, and it's only owes $18,000 and change.
Was that your arrangement with her?
No, I didn't know anything was going to happen at all.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. I have a sense from reading your papers that this case had a lot more to do with your social situation than it does with a car. You are married.
Yes.
You have four children.
Yes.
You and your wife are separated. I assume this is the new girlfriend with
yes.
whom you are expecting yet another child.
She's already been born.
Already been born. Hooray for you. This is from somebody who couldn't buy a car on their own. How many years ago?
Almost three
years ago. Grown-up man now has five children, but couldn't buy a car for himself.
I could buy the car for myself.
Why didn't you, Mr. Miller?
The interest rate would have been about 12 to 13%.
Why, Mr. Miller?
Because my credit wasn't as good as hers.
Then who were you fooling?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How can you have a policy in your name when you don't own a car? One of the first things that they teach you in school, you have to have an insurable interest in something in order to have insurance on it. Otherwise, I could insure Bird's life.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Martin Miller says his mother, Christina Grigola, and her boyfriend, Dana Ballard, owe for the return of car payments and property. The defendants are countersuing for car damages, fees, and depreciation.
Now, it was your car.
Yes.
Who made the payments?
I did.
But when you financed the car, you made it appear as if the company was investing in her credit. Not yours. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She was a co-conspirator in that. As far as I'm concerned, you're equally culpable. It's like taking a car and putting it on somebody else's insurance because they get better rates than you do, but they're going to drive anyway. Anyway, you have a new baby with a new girlfriend. You have four children that you see, and your mother, according to you, took your wife's side in this.
Yes.
Which is her prerogative. Now, I'm really only interested in one thing, which your mother says she can prove. Car is in your mother's name and her insurance.
My insurance.
Well, you're on the policy, but you don't have an insurable interest in the car.
No, I had my own policy. I was paying for it for the whole entire 3 years I had the car.
Was the policy in your name? The
policy was in my name.
How can you have your name on a policy when you don't own the car?
I have insurance papers from Geico that show it.
I'd like to see that.
Where's the insurance? Where's the insurance?
Geico, there's a piece of paper that said Geico over there.
I put insurance right on the top. I even marked it, so it said insurance. I had through two different policies. Oh, in here, yeah.
Yeah, where I told you it was.
The accident, yeah.
This is a policy that is in your name?
And my wife's.
And your wife's name?
Yes. She agreed to pick up the insurance on...
Excuse me?
Sorry.
She's what?
My wife agreed to pick up the insurance right before we separated. That policy was canceled on March 4th. I was covered until April 6th with her, and then she said she was canceling the policy with me on it, so I got a new insurance policy through AAA.
With his father. Under his father's name was the last insurance that he had for the last 2 months of the car.
Explain this to me. The policy was in whose name?
While he was driving it, I believe the policy was in his name.
How can you have a policy in your name when you don't own a car? Can I see the title to this car? One of the first things that they teach you in school, you have to have an insurable interest in something in order to have insurance on it. Otherwise, I could insure Bird's life. She's the owner of the car. I don't understand how you could get insurance on a car that she owns.
With multiple different policy issuers. Because if I'm driving the car, I need to have insurance to make sure that...
Unbelievable. Where do you live? In what jurisdiction? Oh, California. Got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You told me when this case started that what you want is the equity in the car.
As well as my personal belongings from the car.
Whatever is there is there. Your mother didn't steal anything
from
you.
Yes, she did.
Mr. Miller, follow my words.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Martin Miller says his mother, Christina Grigola, and her boyfriend, Dana Ballard, owe for the return of car payments and property. The defendants are countersuing for car damages, fees, and depreciation.
Now, this is a car that's clearly the insurance on the car was for pleasure. Is that correct?
I was using it for commuting for work.
You?
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, this is what the case is going to boil down to. The car is in your mother's name. Therefore, she has personal liability on the car as the registered owner of the car. It's nice that you have insurance. I don't know how you got it, but it's nice that you have insurance on the car as a pleasure car. Your mother says that she took back the car because you were renting the car out to people. That's what she says, that you were renting the car out to people in some kind of program. What is it called?
Relay rides.
Relay rides. So somebody would use your car for an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours or a day or whatever, and that's one of the ways you made money.
Yeah.
Right. And she said that that placed her at risk because then you were using your car for commercial purposes.
Okay.
She wasn't going to let her home, if you have one, your car, your bank account, or else be jeopardized, because if your insurance company, which did not insure you for a commercial purposes car, and you had some stranger driving your car, and they were in an accident, that would have been her responsibility.
Over $1 million. The Relay Rides company has a policy to cover the renters.
You can't do that. It's her car. Now, tell me about the time when you bought this car with your mom.
I bought the car in November of 2011, and I went down to the dealership, and they told
me... With your mother?
No, I went at first by myself, and I found out my rate for my own financing would be about 13%.
And?
I asked her if she would go and went down with me and see if she would get a lower rate, and she did, which lowered the payment significantly.
Did you have a discussion with her about the
car? I told her I would make the payments on the car if she put it into her name. Yes.
Okay, and you were going to use it for work, for your job.
Yes.
Okay, but you used it for things other than your job.
I used it as my own personal vehicle for every purpose. I mean, I only had one car. Yeah, if I had to go.
No, I'm asking you, sir, is she going to present me with proof, or are you going to tell me that you were using the car for commercial purposes?
I rented the car out 3 to 4 times and for like a day. It's just, when my car is sitting there on the weekend not being used, I don't see the problem with using a rental company. I feel that it's my car, not hers.
Well, it's not your car. If you wanted it to be your car, sir, you should have refinanced it in your name. Then it's in your name and nobody else is subjected to your whimsy.
And she's stating that she wanted to do that, that she asked me multiple times. She never asked me to. I never got notice.
What I'm telling you is if you want to treat this property as your own and you don't want to put anybody else under your burdensome behavior, you refinance the car. You don't need... She'd be perfectly content if you refinance the car. Perfectly content.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, where's the car now?
I have it. It's in my
possession. Great. And when did you take it back?
In April, the end of April.
Wonderful. So this is my ruling. You have 30 days to refinance the car in your name in total. Do you understand?
I just purchased the car 2 days ago.
That would be too bad for you. That would be a big too bad. You have 30 days then, if you say there's equity in the car, Mr. Miller, sell it, finance it, get it financed in your name. And you told me when this case started that what you want is the equity in the car.
As well as my personal belongings from the car.
Whatever is there. Your mother didn't steal anything from you.
Yes, she did.
Mr. Miller, follow my words, sir. You have 30 days to refinance the car. Don't do anything with the car for 30 days. That's it. Start it. Make sure it's in running order. If he does not refinance the car in 30 days, do whatever you want to do with it. You can refinance it in 30 days, sir. Sell it and get back anything that you want. Anything that you think you deserve. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank Satisfactory you. To you?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Goodbye.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She took the car without me even knowing that she was going to take it. I walked outside my house one day and there was nothing there.
We had it towed in the middle of the night.
And she didn't admit to it until the police got involved.
I found out online that he was renting it out.
She didn't give me a reason. She stood behind her boyfriend when he came to the door and said, "You're not allowed to say the car is stolen."
He drinks and drives. He's taking his children in it with no seatbelts.
She filed a declaration against me in custody case that I can't be trusted around my own children.
It's very sad, very upsetting. But he needs some help.
I want things to get settled. I want to have time with my kids. And
unless he received help, I wouldn't want to have a relationship with him.
I don't really need to have anything more to do with my mother, ever.